Aloha, this is Tiffany Edwards Hunt with Big Island Chronicle. I'm here with Alan McNary, and we are at Just Cruisin' Coffee, getting ready to cover election night, general election. Yes, I would love whipped cream on my frappe. We are testing our technology over here at Just Cruisin', and also just want to get in a little bit to predicting what is in store for us in another 4 hours, I guess, after the first printout. What do you think, Alan? Let's start with U.S. Senate, Lingle versus Hirono.
I imagine Hirono.
You imagine?
Yeah.
Just, hey, we all imagined that when they were running for governor.
Yeah, but I think I've seen polls since she was ahead, and I think people are just too scared of a Republican Senate.
What do you think about all of the negative campaigning that we've seen with that race?
Well, I don't like negative campaigning, period. As a journalist and a former rhetoric teacher, I like to base my decisions on facts, and there have been a whole lot of misrepresentation on both sides, not in just this particular race, but in nearly every race.
Do you think in every race? I think that the council members have kind of kept it pretty classy, don't you think?
Possibly. But they, you know, basically the council members have only been, well, and there's been some of the debates. Sometimes the council members' campaign funding does match up with their claims in the debates.
As far as what they claim to represent, yeah. Well, let's go down the line. Okay, so how about, we talked a little bit about U.S. Senate. So what about State Senate District 2 here on the island? Russell Rudderman versus Daryl Smith.
I imagine Russell.
Me too.
Yeah.
I do too. But, you know, you never know about the Republican turnout, if they're going to be motivated to come out tonight to vote for the presidential election and the state or the U.S. Senate. So that could have a factor in that race. Same with Richard Onishi and Marlene Hapai for District 3.
Yeah.
I'm going to foresee that we'll see Marlene Hapai get some votes tonight, don't you?
I imagine. I don't know whether she'll get enough to overcome the machine.
The machine. Is
yeah.
that what you're calling Onishi?
Well, Richard Onishi has a huge amount of money from the Japanese-American community in Hilo and from Oahu.
Mm-hmm.
Marlene had much less to work with.
Yeah, we need to upload your Cashocracy story on the web so people
yeah.
can read that, because I think that they will be really informed on
yeah.
where the money is coming from.
Yeah. Marlene did pick up some endorsements, including Sierra Club, which will help.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about council races? Let's see, starting with District 1, Valerie Poindexter versus Chelsea Agong. What do you think?
I don't know, frankly.
I think that one's too close to call.
Yeah.
How about Puna, Fred Bloss versus Gregor Iligan? Do you think that Hawaii Tribune Herald's endorsement of Iligan is going to hurt Bloss tonight?
It could be. I was surprised that the Tribune Herald's, several of the Tribune Herald's endorsements, they seem to be more liberal than they usually are.
I would say they were pretty frenetic. They
yeah.
went from Kim for no good reason
yeah.
to Gregor for no good reason.
Yeah.
How about Brenda Ford versus Miley David? What do you think?
I think Brenda has a solid following for years of council. She does her homework in council, and that's been a great benefit to the council.
If campaign signs on the road have anything to do with it, my travels around the island have shown
yeah.
that there are clearly more Miley David
yeah.
signs out in District 6. We have just a few seconds remaining on this recording, so let's see if it worked, our test run, and then if it did, we can do a few more predictions in our next post. Sound good?
Okay.